Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and it's really good to be with you again. We appreciate you tuning in to our show, and we hope we share some good information with you and that you'll come back every week. CCTA, if you are new, if this is the first time you've been here, is Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. We are a grassroots, nonprofit, nonpartisan group of conservatives that support the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, all of our founding documents, the way our founding fathers intended our country to be. And all this government that we have is just way too much, so we support limited government. We want to get rid of some of it. You take like the Board of Department of Education is not authorized by the Constitution. And, of course, the law is if it's not authorized by the Constitution, then it's illegal. And
Be left to the states.
That's right.
Or to the people.
Right. And so any spending for that purpose is unconstitutional spending.
Right.
Any taxing for that purpose is unconstitutional taxing.
But and it is included in the North Carolina.
Yes, in the North Carolina Constitution.
Sure is. The whole section.
The EPA, the IRS, there's a bunch of others, Department of Health and Human Services. All that stuff. None of those are authorized by the Constitution. And those are some of the things we talk about. Diane, over here.
An interesting tidbit. I learned it today. President Abraham Lincoln created the IRS with the Revenue Act of 1861 or 62. But Abraham Lincoln, right? So Abraham Lincoln did a lot of bad things. We celebrate all the good things he did, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. But he did a lot of bad things.
So I want to say that I don't have an objection to the state of North Carolina having it in their
states' rights. That's where it belongs.
Right, in the Constitution.
States' rights.
Exactly.
Yes.
It is a right, but I'm not sure it's a good choice.
All right. And I'm thinking about starting a new web page up there and effort to get it rolling, and it's going to be called States' Rights Matter. And we need to get back to that. We need to push for state rights and let our legislators know to get away from all this federal oversight and tell them, no, mind their own business. That's a state's rights issue, and we'll take care of it.
Yeah, but Rick, all this federal stuff comes with free money.
Yeah.
That's what they can't look over. They can't overlook
that. Well, I tell you what, since that's the way you feel about it, how about reaching your wallet and give me some of that free money? Because that's where it's coming from. That's where it's coming from.
I was researching an article today on Common Core. And one of the things that I had not realized is that schools that take voucher money have been required to comply with Common Core standards. Now, we knew that federal money always has strings attached, but I didn't think voucher money fell under that category, but evidently it does.
Mary, they will reach as far as they have to reach to get control.
So is vouchers linked to the Race to the Top funding at all, or is this just another way to coerce states into complying with Common Core?
I'd like to see that challenged. But. I was just surprised to find out that if you had students in your school that were there with vouchers, even if it was a Christian school, that you were required to do the standardized testing and all this other garbage.
So I think that's undue coercion, and I don't think that's
I don't think so, not in the state of North Carolina, because North Carolina's constitution says that all children are to be educated by the state unless they're educated by other means.
Right.
And so that opens the door for homeschooling and private schools and religious schools and all kinds of things. So I think the North Carolina Constitution certainly has it better than the U.S. Constitution as far as education is concerned.
No, the U.S. Constitution has it perfectly. It is not there.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
Just
I'm sorry.
No education.
I take that back. No, you're absolutely right. But
well,
I mean, personal
responsibility.
I think there's a lot of kids guilty of that.
The way it's being operated right now, I think the state has a better handle on it than the government, federal government.
Well, let me interrupt y'all because we're getting the cart before the horse here.
All right.
Again?
I haven't even done the introductions yet. We have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
And we have Hal and Rainer James.
Hey.
You have a rather exhausted crew here, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We had a long day yesterday.
Yes.
Right. And the reason all the talk about education, Common Core, those things right now is because last night we had our public meeting. We have a free public meeting once a month. It's the third Tuesday of every month. And we try to bring in speakers from all around and to talk to us and bring information to us on hot topics. And last night, our speaker was Alex Newman. Now, Alex Newman writes for the New American Magazine. He's been on numerous television outlets. Fox News is one of them. He's written books, co-authored books. He's been on speaking tours all around the country. I think he's been to 32 states so far.
He told me this was the 34th when he came here last
34th
night.
State. Mm-hmm. So he's also been overseas to numerous countries over there.
He's attended climate control, national and international, whether you call them meetings of one sort or another, he describes. So he's well-traveled and well-educated.
Yes, he is.
I believe he also writes for the Epoch Times.
He does. Yes. Yeah, I've read some of his things in there.
And he also talks faster than most people can hear.
Yeah.
Yes. He must be from up north.
One of the books that he co-authored is called Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. And that was a lot of the theme of his talk last night.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and you know, one of the neat things to me, he does talk fast, and I generally can't listen fast, but he enunciates so well that you can understand what he has to say.
And he has such a grasp of the topic.
Yes.
I mean, he knew it. You could tell he's done it many times before. He was not referring to notes. It was all, you know, it was right there. And I posted a link to the title of his presentation, what he was doing is called Rescuing Our Children. And like I said, he's traveled all over the country giving these presentations. And there's one on YouTube that he did in a church somewhere. And it was the same content as what he delivered to us last night. But it was a little different, you know. But
similar.
Right. Same slides and same content. But he had to adjust his presentation last night. He came in from Daytona Beach, Florida. He was at the airport early in the morning on the airplane when they announced that there was mechanical problems. And then that turned into, well, we're probably going to have to cancel this flight. So he didn't know whether he was going to get here or not. He finally got a flight to Raleigh, wasn't it? He didn't go to Charlotte.
No, he went to Raleigh.
Yeah, he was initially going to Charlotte. He ended up getting to Raleigh. Was supposed to arrive here at 7 o'clock, which is what time our meeting starts.
In the Newbern Airport.
Right, at the Newbern Airport.
Right.
So we had another speaker, Lynn Taylor, Common Core Diva here in North Carolina, and she was going to give a presentation along with him. So we just opened up with her speaking, waiting for him to get here. Well, then I got a notice from Hal that the flight from Raleigh wasn't going to leave on time, so he wouldn't be here at 7 o'clock. It'd be 8 o'clock before he got here.
It was actually a little after, about 6 or 8 minutes after 8, when he was able to leave the plane and come through the airport, and I grabbed him real fast.
Right.
Wow.
So he had quite a day just getting here. And then when he walked in the door, he took a shot like a bee right over to the microphone area. Unpacked his laptop, got it all set up, and he hit the ground running.
I've never seen anything any more impressive.
I know.
And he was under time pressure, and he would get to a slide, and he'd say, I tell you all about this slide and let it run, but let me tell you real briefly what this one's about, and then we can go on to the next one.
Right. He condensed it a little bit because of the time constraints
his travel. It was sure powerful.
It was. And if you listened, wasn't it last week or was it the week before we interviewed him?
Last week,
interviewed him last week, and if you listened to last weekend's show, you got to hear a little bit of him there. But I tell you what, that presentation last night was something else. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but before we do, we need to take a break and hear from our sponsors.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, as we were talking about before the break, our topic today is education. And the speaker we had last night, Alex Newman, title of his presentation was Rescuing Our Children. But before we get deep into that, Diane is working on something here with our local legislation. And Diane, why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. And this is why I wasn't at the meeting last night. I wanted to speak to our county, or our House seat number 9, our representative, Dr. Perrin Jones, about this. When Governor Cooper vetoed the budget, then the House came back on September 11th and they passed, overrode the veto, remember?
Right.
Well, I decided to go through and look at that veto, the appropriations bill, which was HB 966. It's a very long bill, but I wanted to go through education and see what was going on with education. So it turns out they included a provision, and it's on page 47 of the bill. The title is a 15-point scale for performance grading. Okay, and it talks about lowering the standards for a grading system. So from the 10-point scale, we're going to go to the 15-point scale. This was an initiative by Candy Smith, Pitt County Representative, a Democrat. And this was a bill, and I don't know if it was going to pass or if this was just to get the Democrats on board with the budget. We throw a little bit of something in for the Democrats, and then they sign on to a mostly Republican bill. But this takes us, so you have an 85 or higher, you're an A.
Yeah.
Okay, and then in my day, it was a 93. And then it went to, I think, a 91. But now it's at 85 and you're an A. If you're a 51, you are passing. So you all you have to do is just do slightly better than not, and you are passing in North Carolina and considered proficient.
Well, on the current scale, one of the teachers told me the lowest grade he was allowed to give was 65. Even a person did nothing.
That's, yeah, but we're going now down to even a lower exactly scale than that, right? Mm-hmm. So so I wanted to talk to Dr. Jones or Representative Jones about it, and he had just been appointed to fill Dr. Murphy's seat, but he was not there for that vote. But he's been playing catch up, and he was praising the budget bill last night at a GOP meeting, and I guess he did not know about that provision. So I just said, there's a provision that I wish you would look at it. I know it's out of the House, it's in the Senate, but if you know anybody in the Senate, and I told him about the provision, he had not heard of it. So I sent him the provision today. Again, it's page 47. It goes from a 10-point grading scale to a 15-point, and I hope everybody gets really upset about this, because there's always been that stereotype, and I hate stereotypes. They're usually evil, and there was a stereotype that people down south are a little bit not as smart. Students are not as smart as those up north, because down south, you know, they don't value education like they do up north. And here we say, you know, I come down here, I meet a great bunch of intelligent people, namely you guys in this room. here is a legislator who is actively trying to make a stereotype a reality.
Yeah.
And it's so offensive. I found this provision so offensive. If you have the time and have the have the gumption, please email your senators and maybe even your House reps. Let them know you find this provision highly offensive. And before they pass this in the Senate to override the veto, they take this provision out. And that's what I've been trying to do all day with our state senators.
Well, you know, it's not just in North Carolina. This socialism is trying to dumb down American children all over the whole United States.
It's ridiculous.
We need to fight back every step
absolutely
of the way
and
turn this thing around.
I have friends who teach on Pitt Community College and an ECU. And I ask them what classes they're teaching. So they'll say, well, I teach, you know, math. I teach this and that. And then they'll always say, but I really have I teach a class that I really hate, and that's remedial math. I'm like, what do you have to teach remedial math for? She goes, you have no idea how bad students are coming into ECU. They have no idea, no math knowledge or competency. So they have to relearn it. Same thing with English. Same thing with reading. Pitt Community, same thing. And how is that going to get better or worse with this new grading scale? Yeah. So
thank you, Common Core.
And they started evaluating schools by how many children pass, and so they naturally just pass more children, you know.
But you know what bothers me, and a lot of things bother me, is that the teachers are up in Raleigh at the General Assembly every year, begging or pressuring for more pay raises, and yet now they're getting a reason not to even teach, or they're getting a excuse from teaching, because you don't have to teach. You just have to teach a lesson once and say, oh, well, you know, just read over the notes. You'll do good. You'll do fine. You'll pass. Right? Mm-hmm. They're doing less work and getting more pay for it. I find it truly offensive, and we need this provision out as soon as possible, before they override, before Governor Cooper, hopefully,
Amen.
You know, one of Alex Newman's slides last night I was really impressed with, because he talked about homeschooling, and he showed the homeschooling notables in the past, and started with George Washington, John Quincy Adams, Benjamin Franklin, and James Madison. All of those people were schooled in their own homes.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, lawyers back in the day, they were kind of homeschooled by practicing attorneys, and they would learn the practice of law, and then when they mentor thought they were good enough, then they would go take the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And
so they apprenticed.
Yeah. So we have a couple of Supreme Court justices who have been the authors on some of the more horrendous of decisions, never went to law school. They were apprenticed by a lawyer.
Well, you know, that went on not so long ago. I remember when I was younger and in business, and we shared an office with a lawyer, and young men could, read or study under him and eventually
read
get their law degree.
Read the law, they called it.
And judges weren't necessarily lawyers. Judge Waller, who was a big lawyer and a big judge in our county in Spotsylvania, Virginia, he was not a lawyer. Incidentally, his wife was.
Yeah. Well, Diane, as you mentioned about the teachers up there in Raleigh asking for more pay and all that, it's a sensitive topic that's very hard to talk about without getting attacked. You know, mm-hmm. because facts are facts. I posted on Facebook a copy of a video that our speaker last night did mm-hmm. on the same, it's called Rescuing Our Children. Mm-hmm. He's given this presentation other places. So I posted a copy of one of the videos he did earlier. And I got this from, I'm not sure she's an educator. I know her husband is for many, many years. I know he was a principal for a while. I think he even was superintendent of schools for a while. But anyway, she goes, "Oh, come on. That's a slap in the face of every hardworking, dedicated, underpaid school teacher. Everyone can't be painted by the same brush."
That's true. But that's every profession.
That's right.
Same thing with lawyers. I know that for sure. Right?
And you know what? I think people are, it's a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
The truth is there are some good teachers, but the system itself, the way it's designed, the pressure from the administrative types
right.
is very, very heavy in favor of things that are absolutely gosh awful.
Right. Well, this was my response back to her. I never suggested that they should be, meaning they yeah. shouldn't, they should be painted by the same brush. But you can't ignore the truth of the matter that not all are good and they take their orders from government. Or maybe you can. That's how we got here.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Mm.
Well said.
Yeah, I posted something on the, I think it was the Tea Party site, Pitt County, the Eastern North Carolina Tea Party site, about, and I can't remember what it was, but this woman wrote back and she says, you know, oh, it was about the Trump rally that was in Greenville. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. she wrote back, she says, you know, I went to the rally and I posted something positive about the rally. And she's in the school system. And she says, I am facing a lot of retribution from the school system about posting my support of Trump. So I thought, well, you know, come on, really? So I said, can you send me a copy? She goes, I'll send you screenshots of what they sent me. And yes, they are teachers.
Yes.
And they are threatening to go to administration with her support of Trump.
Oh, they're...
Do they know that you support Trump? Do we need people like that in our schools? But they were vile and... But I had to laugh a bit that there's a lot of misspelling and bad grammar.
Yeah. So. They're doing it to students, yeah. too. Yeah. I mean, well, it's kind of like collectivism. You yeah. know, we have all these little collectives now.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers union, it's a collective, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. You do what they tell you. That's what the marches thing, are, right?
Same thing with your political yeah. parties, mm-hmm. you know. You have the establishment.
I hate group
personal
think, you know?
Responsibility and individual rights. Right. Yeah. That's where we need to be. This collectivism, group thought is absolutely abominable. It squelches everything that's wonderful in human nature. It's like being in a straitjacket 24/7, and yep. we need to not go there.
Well, the whole thing is that's how they control people.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't want to be controlled. Do you?
They make you think if you have a different opinion, there's something wrong with you, and they squelch your voice and try to...
You're dangerous.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
They try to eliminate your freedom
you're
of speech.
You're only dangerous if somebody has an agenda and that they're trying to make you toe the straight and narrow. If you're simply exploring ideas and looking at things critically, first from one perspective, then from another,
right.
there's no danger in that.
Right.
It that's a good way to approach life.
Okay, well, we need to take another break. We'll come right back and get to talking about Alex's presentation.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Man, this is exciting. We get together and the juices start flowing. Our brains are exploding, and we're just coming up with all kinds of good things to share with you. Diane, we appreciate you bringing up the thing about how we're dumbing down our education here in North Carolina.
It's actively happening
yet
now,
again.
Right now.
All right. And they want more money for doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to get down to Alex Newman's presentation, Rescuing Our Children, that we listened to last night at our monthly meeting. And the education fight between those who want to provide solid schooling in the 3 R's and other subjects and those who want to change kids' core beliefs is culminating, is how it starts out here. And, folks, this isn't new. You know, what was it, 7 or 8 years ago, we were doing studies on Agenda 21.
Yep. Yeah, that's another thing that he covered very well. And he said national education standards such as Common Core that focus on manipulating cultural norms and morals are being mediated with U.N. standards that, if possible, are worse. In other words, it's a U.N.
Right. It's a global thing.
Globalization, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's, it goes way back, folks. It's not something that just started. You know, communism, socialism, they've had these plans in place for years. Let's look at Hitler and the Hitler Youth.
Yeah.
You know, Hitler said, hey, if you control the youth, you control the future, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right about that. And that's exactly what they've been doing over all these decades, generation after generation. I can't remember the names. I'm not that good at retaining that type of information. But it was said that if they were patient, it would be successful. If they tried to force it, it would fail. So we have to implement it slowly. And they've been chipping away at it, slowly bringing in more and more over the decades as we sat back and allowed it to happen. You know, of course, our country was going through a lot of changes after the Second World War. We went into a period of great prosperity. Everybody was trying to keep up with the Joneses. We went from one car to two cars, from one worker to both parents on the job working so they could keep up with the Joneses. So what did you do? You sent your kids off to a public school and delegated the responsibility of educating them to a stranger you don't even know. And now we've gotten to the point that it's not education anymore, it's indoctrination.
Yeah. I'd like to make a couple of observations about remarks that Alex made that tie into what Diane was saying about dumbing down the schools and what you started out with earlier to do with the morals of the students and their thought patterns. The good news is homeschoolers, on average, our test scores are in the 80th to 90th percentile, not down around 50%, right, Diane. Mm-hmm. So there is a segment of the population, and that is the homeschool population, exactly, that is doing well, and they are tend to be emotionally stable children, yeah, who are well socialized. On the other hand, and California is so often in the lead in charging off in a really nasty, terrible direction, roughly 27% of California children between the, or young people between the ages of 12 and 17 are non-gender conforming. They are confused about their gender.
Right.
Well, I, until the last few years, and I'm in my late 70s, I had never heard of such a thing.
Right.
We are making our children ill by exposing them to statistically outside the bell curve abnormal things before they understand how normalcy works.
Exactly.
Right. And it's not just in gender and sexual,
it's all sexuality. Kinds of things.
Right. This climate change and environmental, mm-hmm, stuff. You've got little kids into second and third grade that are afraid they're not going to live to be 10, yeah, 12,
oh, absolutely,
years old.
Yeah. You're right.
It's scaring them, yep, to death. Mm-hmm. They go home. I saw a piece where they're being interviewed, and they flat out tell you, I'm afraid.
I want to see more things like the series of articles we did by Alan Harrop, right, and he, mm-hmm, the, when he spoke to us, because the truth is not at all frightening. You know, for something like 800,000 years, we have had swings between ice ages, warming periods, repeat the cycle over again, and never ever has it gotten, have we killed off all of the people, and it goes on for thousands of years. It's evolutionary. It's not 12-year period. It's 10,000 years.
Right. Well, I want our listeners out there to understand what the point of all this conversation is. It's, we are not educating children anymore. We are indoctrinating them.
Mm-hmm.
By witness of what Diane just talked about, in order for them to be able to pass, you don't work harder to teach them more. No. You lower the standards,
yeah,
because they can't pass anymore because they're not getting that education like they used to get.
It's going in the absolute opposite direction of where we need to go.
Right, but they are getting indoctrinated.
They
are getting socialized. Mm-hmm. They are becoming little robots.
Exactly.
And
that's they're being taught, yeah, that their parents, their grandparents, their ministers at church, all of these people don't know beans.
Yeah, right. We're outdated, mm-hmm, you know.
Oh, mm-hmm, yeah.
So. Right.
They're being taught disrespect, essentially.
Yeah. Mary, you're right.
Well, first of all, there's a reason why that they have to lower the standards, right? They don't just come up with that. They have to lower the standards because students are not doing good. So instead of requiring them to study a little bit more, maybe teachers to do a little better job teaching, come up with alternative ways of teaching, because all of a sudden we're not producing dumber children. I mean, right?
You mean native intelligence?
Right. It's what's happening in the school systems. So if you have to lower standards, it's because the students aren't able, they're not trying to compete, they're not trying to do well.
Maybe it's
that whole everybody deserves a trophy that, well, you know, if they can't get an 85, they can't get an 80, well, oh, then they're thought of as dumb. We don't want to do that. So let's lower the standards. Everybody passes. But whatever it is, there was a reason that they felt in North Carolina, they had to lower the standards and dumb down our education.
So maybe it's time for more and more people to pull their children out.
We need better
parenting. This is unacceptable.
Yeah, but we need people, really, you need to contact your legislators and make sure this provision is struck out.
Right.
And this, another sad thing I want to say is, it is sad that a provision like this had to be included, because this was a Democratic initiative, Candy Smith from Pitt County, that this was a bill. I don't know if it passed or whatever, but they felt they had to include this to get Democrats on board to a mostly Republican budget.
Right.
And it's sad that in order to bring Democrats to the table, We have to dumb down. We have to lower expectations. We have to do all these things that are just counterintuitive to wanting to uplift and improve our communities.
And the and the most vulnerable among us pay the price. Yeah. Is that right?
And Rainer, you said pull them out. And
homeschool them.
Right. Well, why are the teachers and the educators so afraid of that? Why are they so against charter schools, homeschooling?
Well, their schools will shrink because the marketplace works.
Then what happens? If
they lose some money.
There you go.
They lose some money. But also, if you start losing kids, then the understanding is that the public schools are failing the students. They're failing the parents. And
well,
they don't want to be
they?
Well, they are, of course.
Let's call a spade a spade.
But they don't
here.
Want that. They don't want that reputation. And they don't want to
lose
money.
Well, let them earn a better reputation.
Yeah, you got to work for your reputation, right? You got to work for it.
And if you want evidence of that, it's very simple. Yeah. Like you were saying, in reading these educators' bad comments, all the grammar.
The grammar's horrible.
And the spelling. Riding down the road nowadays, and you look at the billboards. Yeah. Now, people pay a lot of money to put a billboard up.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd expect it to be spelled correctly.
Even the memes that are out there. I'm looking at memes. I love memes. And I'm like, I love this meme. I just wish they would have spelled the word correct.
Yeah.
You know, I can't share it now.
it's crazy. It's really crazy. You've got editors and publishers of magazines and newspapers that don't know grammar and don't know how to spell.
Yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know, unfortunately, and we've been willing participants in this, all of our tax money goes to public schools.
Oh, yeah.
Even if the students 58%
in North Carolina.
If the students get pulled out of that school into private schools or other schools or homeschooling, that money still goes to the schools. We need to somehow change the regulations so that when the student comes out, the money goes with the student.
Right, but that's always the answer. If you just give us more money, we can do better. But in spite of all the major funding that's out there, kids are doing progressively worse math, at reading, and at everything else.
If we give you competition, you will do better.
Or you'll go out of business.
Cease to exist.
And you know what the danger of that is, though? And I agree with you. The money ought to follow the student if the state is going to provide for it. But what Mary said about vouchers and all these rules and strings coming with it that ties them into the stuff that's causing all the problem to begin with. I don't know what the solution is, but I know we need to find one.
Well, part of it is get rid of the Department of Education, turn it all back over to the states, and then the people in the states get rid of all these non-performing educators and get back to educating our children. Plus, the parents have to take a role. I agree with you. One of the main things is right now, get them out of public school. Those are your kids. That should mean everything in the world to you. And if you'll make yourself aware of what's actually going on in the schools, it'll scare you to death and you want to get them out of
there. You know, if you're a parent and you don't get parenting right, there isn't much else you can do that matters a whole lot.
That's right. And what we're talking about, in fact, is about 2/3 of 8th grade students in government schools were ranked below proficient in reading and math. And that's on the government's nation's report card. So,
and contrast that again with the 80 to 90% percentile for homeschooled children.
And again, I've mentioned this in the past when we would hand out constitutions at the gun show and all. One of his favorite things was he had a jar full of pocket knives, you know, little pocket knives that if kids could answer some questions, three questions, get three of them right, they could win a pocket knife if it was okay with their parents for them to have it.
Right.
And he would ask them, like, who were the first three presidents or, you know.
Name one out of the first three.
Yeah. And if they went to public school, you knew it right off the bat. They didn't have a clue. They look up at dad and.
They might say Abraham Lincoln, but they certainly didn't say George Washington.
Right.
I got to tell you this. When I was doing my student teaching, it was a chemistry class, and there was a. You could do a little report on any of the presidents.
Right.
So one guy did a report on president number three, Ben Franklin. I swear to God. And it was a nice poster, and he went through what he did, blah, blah, blah. And no one in the class, because I was just sitting there observing, no one recognized, including the teacher in the public school at Conley High, did not know that he was not a president. I sat there until the very end, and then I raised my hand and said, Ben Franklin was never a president. Yes, he was. I said, no, he wasn't. I'm sure he wasn't even alive when wow. Thomas Jefferson was the president. Of the, yeah. It was funny, though. But that's a public school. That's your reality.
Sad truth. Well, we've got to pay some more bills, so we'll take another break to hear from our sponsors. And, folks, please visit our sponsors. There's great sponsors out there. And tell them you really appreciate their sponsorship of CCTA Wake Up Call.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearm skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, our conversation mainly has been, all of it's been about education pretty much, and the presentation that we received from Alex Newman, he was... telling us about rescuing our children from the indoctrination they're going through in the school systems. And if you want to see more about it, there's a magazine called New American, which he writes for, and it's a special report on education. And you can find that at www.thenewamerican.com. And it's a publication, I believe it's by the John Birch Society. Mm-hmm. And you'll find a lot of other useful information there also. You can refer to that. You can also search for Alex Newman on YouTube, and you can watch some of his presentations.
N-E-W-M-A-N.
Right, that's correct. Also, we're talking about homeschooling, mm-hmm. and what we have, you'll... In the New American, you'll read about it. It's the Freedom Project Academy. This started a year or two ago, I think. They haven't been around forever, but They're faithfully educating America through our K-12 classical online school. So it's a classical type of education, homeschooling, and you can get the information on that at fpeusa.org. And that's the Freedom Project Academy. And it's the School of the American Republic. They have a five-time top educational website at homeschool.com, and they do really good. One of our members, both of her kids, have graduated from that. They got a really good education, and it's faith-based, and it's based also on our founding principles and the true history of our country. So check
and
that out.
And they teach phonics and traditional math and emphasize critical thinking. It's not this new brainwashing
right.
thing. It's teaching people to think for themselves.
I'm glad you brought that up, because this new world order type of teaching that the UN is pushing down, this global agenda for everybody to have the same standards, and that's where Common Core standards came from.
The same low standards.
Right. One of their methods of teaching them to read is not using the phonics, not knowing how to sound out or spell out a word, but by sight. They show you a picture of a fish and have the word fish underneath of it. And from then on out, you're supposed to memorize that that's fish. Not that it's fish. You don't sound it out. You just, if you don't have a picture of it, you don't know what the word is. If you just put F-I-S-H up there, they don't know what it is.
No.
You got
and
to have
children
it.
Aren't learning to read because of it.
Well, some of the studies that have been done, that and some of the other methods they're using to teach kids is actually causing brain damage.
Damage, yeah.
I mean, yeah. they take in.
They are actively doing harm to little children.
Right. And this thing with transgenderism and all, you know, the one thing that was really horrible was it Minnesota, one of those states up north. The kid wanted sex change.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the parents said, no, absolutely not. And the school
yes.
took him to the doctor and had the sex change performed without the parents' knowledge.
Yes.
That's negligent, by the way. I've been reading psychologists, and they say that people who consider, at a young age, consider sex change, that they're maybe not in the right gender, and they consider going to another gender, that they actually grow out of that. So when they, later in life,
right.
when their hormones are all settled out, they...
Right. When they reach puberty.
They
and
have. They don't have those thoughts anymore. So if you can imagine, if you've taken steps... inconsistent with maybe changing your...
That's why the suicide rate is so high among
people. A lot of psychological problems.
Right.
So you have to go through those urges and maybe work with whatever... When you look in your pants, you know what your gender is.
Oh,
you know, work with that and then just get through that, but maybe get some psychological counseling or something like that, but don't act on it.
Right.
You know, I think that's the worst thing to do is to act on it, because in the end... like they say, most of them just outgrow those.
Right. And, you know, they plant these seeds at an early age
mm-hmm.
and create that doubt.
And the parents even do it now, right?
Right. Well, because
playing with dogs.
Well, if you're not on board, then there's something wrong with you.
But that's not even a subject that should be coming up at an
early
age.
Exactly.
It's, it's sick.
Right.
You're
and it shouldn't be in the school, and it should not be in the school at all.
No, it shouldn't.
You're a hater. You're a homophobe. You're a racist. Mm. You're a discriminator. You're all these evil things if you're not on board.
You're someone who wants to protect little children from harmful things. Now, how bad is that?
Yeah.
Well, the other part of it, too, and you touched on this, is going around the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was an article, it's up on Right Wing Granny, and the title of it, I think, is Are Children the Collateral Damage of the Culture War?
Mm-hmm. Oh, brother,
oh, yeah.
aren't they
yeah.
just.
And it talked about a girl who went through at about age 14, 15, decided she wanted to be a boy, and went on YouTube to watch the video, said she didn't see anything negative. None of her friends tried to talk her out of it. So she started the process, and it almost killed her.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of the hormones and stuff. And finally, her grandfather, who obviously is from a different generation and looks at this very differently, sat down with her and said, you know, this is killing you. You need to stop. And even after that, there were side effects from the treatment.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank the dear God for his grandfather.
We've got to start wrapping up here, so I want to go with the way this ended up. And that was, what is the solution? And the solution, unfortunately, we have gone so far down this road and so much damage is already done, there's probably no fixing it. So the solution is get the kids out.
Yeah.
You get the kids out, because it's going to be a long time before, if we can ever go back to a
decent... Well, get the children out, save them, and then maybe we can solve the problem.
Right. Yeah. Well, they
behind
can,
the kids. Scenes. But they can getting the children problem. Out will protect them. We'll solve it for the, the free market. For the lives in being.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to make a lot of friends with some people when you start talking about that.
Too bad.
Because they've they've been drinking the Kool-Aid. They got on board with all of this way, way back. And as long as Johnny and Sally are getting trophies and awards and they can take pictures and, you know, that's fine. But what are they getting rewarded for? What are they getting the awards for?
Mm-hmm. Folks, you need
Is it
to
for
develop,
achievement?
Develop thicker skin. Yeah. And get used to being called names. But please speak out the truth. Mm-hmm. Get used to being called names, but speak the truth.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. Stand up and say the truth. Mm-hmm. Hal?
Hey, if you got a minute, I'd like to mention something else. Rain and I went out and represented the CCTA in this Conservative Coalition North Carolina meeting out in Hendersonville, North Carolina. It's a long drive out there, I can tell you. We went out, drove out on Friday and came back on Sunday. They had 180 people there. And they had representatives from all over the state, it seemed like. Not so many from the east, but thank goodness we were there. But they had very, very strong conservative people. A lot of them gave excellent talks about conservatism. And it was, you know, it was truly, it was political in a way, because, of course, most of us conservatives there know each other through the Republican Party. But there were a large number of blacks, some Orientals. There were some people that obviously never seen before. But so they were unified in a conservative cause and wanting to coordinate activities across the state. And I just think it's a wonderful idea, and I'm glad a few weeks ago that CCTA voted to align ourselves with them with the understanding that we don't endorse candidates.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you also met a gentleman that we're going to see more of here recently.
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, he was wonderful.
You know what? I know you're talking about Mark Keith Robinson. Yeah. Mark Meadows was there. Dan Forrest was there.
Judge Newby.
Nobody wanted to go after Mark Robinson. He sucks all the air out of the room. Everybody gets enthralled. So they insisted that he go last.
Right. He is very dynamic. And we'll talk about that some more in just a second. But since we're on the topic and we're running out of time, November the 19th is our next public meeting. And we have Sheriff Chip Hughes is going to be coming in to give us an update on the battle against drugs here in Craven County. I've also invited Asa Buck from Carteret County and
Chris Davis.
Chris Davis from Pamlico County and also Jones County Sheriff. I haven't gotten a response back from them yet, because I just sent them the email this morning. But that's
what. Paula Dance from Pitt County?
No, she would not return. She didn't even respond the last time I invited.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
I mean, when I don't even get a response
after
sending. Every time I sent the other one's email, and there were a number of them that went out. This was when we did the program on opioid crisis. Not one single response, not a hey, no, nothing. So that told me a lot right there. Anyway, that's going to be our November public meeting, and hopefully we'll have all three or four of those sheriffs available. But there's been a lot of activity since Chip Hughes was elected sheriff in Graydon County, and we want him to tell you from his own words what's going on out there. Then, on November the 23rd, we're having a fundraiser. It's a Second Amendment rally. Mark Robinson, that Hal and Rainer met while they were gone. If you aren't familiar with Mark Robinson, he's running for lieutenant governor. Of course, as Hal mentioned, we don't endorse candidates, so this isn't a political event for us. It's a Second Amendment rally, and that's why we invited him in. If you haven't heard his presentation where he went to the Greensboro City Council as they were talking about gun legislation, and he said, when are you going to start representing the majority? And let me tell you who the majority is. I'm the majority. That video is on YouTube. Mark Robinson, he's an African-American, and he stood up for his Second Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights. He stood up for us all.
Yes, he did it with gusto.
And I tell you, he got stand-up ovations several times during his speech too.
Well, he's going to be our presenter that night, talking along with Sheriff Chip Hughes and Representative Michael Speciale. That's November 23rd. We'll start at noon with a barbecue plate lunch. After that, we'll hear our speakers, and we'll go outside and have a turkey shoot. It's at the law enforcement officers' range here in Craven County. We'll go out and have a turkey shoot and some target practice. There'll be door prizes, a gun raffle. It's going to be great, folks. So,
but no shooting live turkeys, right?
No, we're not shooting live turkeys. I have heard that WKRP is dropping them from helicopters. But anyway, that's going to be a great time. Hope y'all can come out and join us. That's all the time we have for today's show. Come back and join us again for CCTA Wake Up Call next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in Newbern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in Newbern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, Newbern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in Newbern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are rightwinggranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in Newbern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in Newbern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. Jay Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue,
Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.